Hello, welcome to Off Curve. I'm with you good, and I am talking to you about Hearthstone while I am, well, actually driving to work this morning. It is 6:45 a.m. in not sunny Massachusetts right now, and you know if I'm recording off schedule that there's something going on, and we have some major news to talk about, and I wanted to make sure not to let this wait until I got home. And so, you're getting an emergency off curve right now. So, it is, and I apologize if you hear the heat a little bit in the background, because my dashboard says it's 19 degrees, and I, am not driving around without the heater going. I am dedicated to you all and my audience, but not that much that I'm willing to turn myself into a snow flipper penguin on the drive to work. So I apologize if you hear that, but I do have it turned down low, so hopefully it's not too bad. But anyway, we have nerfs to talk about, apparently, which is not something that I expected. I overslept this morning, interestingly. So my wife woke me up. She's like, aren't you supposed to be getting ready for work? Like, oh my God. And I was like Homer Simpson in that episode where he likes real lazy Saturdays, not the fake Saturday that almost got him fired. And I'm checking Discord really quickly while I'm getting myself ready to get in the shower, and I see people talking about card changes, and I had to pinch myself to make sure I was actually awake, because, first of all, why the hell are they announcing nerfs in the middle of the night, and boy howdy are these some nerfs. So I had to make sure I wasn't sleeping, but I'm not. I'm awake, and so are you. And so we're going to talk about them. So real quickly about my ladder this week. So if you watch my stream Sunday night, it did not go well. Because I was trying to play Priest, and Priest was not doing well with some of the decks that were on ladder against it. And I also was apparently more tired than I thought it was going to be. So I dropped myself down to like rank 4 over the course of that night. And then I started playing Even Shaman. And I'll share the list that I've been playing. I did really well with it on Monday, and then yesterday I decided, after talking to Starlax in the Coin Conceit Discord, I was trying out Mojo Master Zihi, and it's probably a good card, but I don't particularly like it, just because it feels like it, like, a lot of times it just doesn't do enough to justify being in the list, and I kind of want to go faster. But what I did try is, the original list that I was playing ran 2 copies of Acidic Swampoos, and I felt like that really wasn't necessary, because I wasn't killing a lot of major weapons other than really, like, Eagle Horn Bows with it. So I started testing out Shield Breakers instead of Spell Breakers, which are the 2-mana 2-1 silence an enemy taunt. Because really, like, the only thing you're silencing most of the time, unless you're playing against Death Rattle Hunter specifically, is an opposing taunt. Like, you're trying to get through a taunt to get face damage in early when you're trying to close out the game on an aggressive game plan. And I really, really like that card. Like, really like that card. Like, there were a couple of games where normally if I was playing Spellbreaker or Hex, which is the other card that goes in that slot sometimes, that would be most of the turn, or I'd be able to play something else inconsequential with it. And what Shieldbreaker does is a 2-drop rather than a 4-drop is actually lets you play additional minions. And that meant there were a lot of times that I could play a Shieldbreaker, get through a taunt, and drop a Sea Giant all in the same turn. And so I got up to rank 1 with that last night. I was at rank 4 on Monday morning, and I went on like an 11-4 tear yesterday once I put the Shieldbreakers in the list. So I'll share that list. I'll put it up on Twitter as well. I really, really like this list. I have no idea if this is going to be good after the nerfs. I think it should, because the only thing that it's losing is the Saturday Chain Gang, and I don't think I actually care in terms of the change that's happening to Saturday Chain Gang. So I'm hoping that this will be a good change, but we'll see. But I'm pretty interested to see how this does. I'm not inclined to change it just because it's been working well for me, and it's going to be a deck that's fairly consistent in the face of everything that's going to be changing, hopefully by the time I get home today. So that's a little bit optimistic, but, you know, enough about me. We have some nerfs to talk about. Okay, so before I talk about the nerfs, I want to talk about, well, the nerfs, before I talk about the individual car changes, I want to talk about, like, this set of car changes in particular, and it's a little bit weird, actually, because, like, normally we get announcements like this, like, 1 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time, or, like, 10 a.m. Pacific, on something approximating, like, a reasonable schedule, and this dropped at, like, 2 a.m. my time, which is, like, 11 p.m. in California, where Blizzard is, and it feels really weird, and these changes feel really, like, this is, I think, what we wanted. Sorry, I was trying with the heat off, and I'm going to have to turn it back on again, because it's just too cold in here, but, I think this is what we wanted with the Giggling Inventor nerf, and we didn't get, and now it's, like, all the things, and I'm a little bit, well, first of all, it seems like the team is taking, like, the extreme of the reaction to any of the feedback that they're getting. Like, they clearly messed up with the Giggling Inventor approach. And now the opposite is true, where they're just dropping this patch on us, and by the way, it's live today, which I think is what a lot of people said that they wanted. And I don't know if that's actually the case, because these are pretty major changes that are going to be affecting at least one tournament this weekend. And not to mention WESG qualifiers that are still ongoing, and there's a lot of other stuff that's happening, and also it's just like you don't have any time to react to it. Like, by the time that you hear about it, it's probably live. Hopefully. So I don't know. And these are pretty major changes to be dropping this early in an expansion. Typically, what happens is that they will hem and haw, and then they'll do something like a month in. Now, I would say that my guess is that their options in terms of when they had to work around HCT tournaments is pretty limited. They basically either needed to do something now or, like, February, because they have, you know, they need to give players enough time to be able to prep for playoffs. They just sent out emails for qualifying for playoffs, like, a day or two ago for HCT playoffs. And then they also, right after that, they have Worlds, like, a few weeks later. So there's not actually a good time for them to drop nerfs until after Worlds in, like, February. And I don't think they can wait this long. I think they must have seen that either there's a drop-off in play activity really drastically right after the expansion launched, or they've been seeing the same things that we are, that, like, none of the decks changed, and they needed to make some sort of a change. And these changes seem like they had them tested and ready to go, but they didn't want to pull the trigger on them yet, as opposed to, like, there's something wrong with the meta, but we don't know, and we need some time to figure it out. These seem like changes that they knew they needed to make at some point, but they didn't want to do it until they absolutely had to, and this forced their hand. And, like, these are all changes that I think, well, I don't know about the Druid. We'll talk about the Druid changes in a second, because I'm not sure how I feel about them. I'm glad that there are changes. I'm not sure how I feel about these particular changes. But, you know, these changes feel like they had them tested and ready to go, and they knew what the effect was going to be, but they didn't want to do them until they had to. Because these are pretty significant changes for them to figure out this quickly. Like, these changes need testing, they need coding changes, they need testing on the coding changes, they need testing on the design changes. Like, there's a lot of stuff that goes into a nerf like this, which is usually the other reason that it takes a couple weeks more than just, like, you know, 3 weeks into the expansion. And also, they need to collect data to see if it's really a problem or if it's going to get solved. And I guess they'd seen enough to know that it wasn't. But it's concerning, just because, like, they vacillate. Like, the response is, like, completely the opposite of what happened last time, which I guess is good for us not being able to predict what is going to happen in terms of balance changes, but it's also, like, they're, like, just changing approaches based on whatever happened the last time, and I don't know how I feel about that, but, you know, at the end of the day, I'm glad they made these changes. Most of them, I mean, they're all changes to all the decks that are affected are necessary. We can talk about the individual changes and whether they're good or not. But, like, when Giggling Inventor changed and Manor Worm, like, there was a lot of question, like, is this actually going to change anything? And it did, sort of. I mean, it did change the meta. It didn't change it as drastically as people liked. I think this will. Like, these changes are fairly significant and to most of the top decks. So I think that we'll see change. It's just a matter of whether the approach is the right one or not. But anyway, let's get into that because I'm kind of talking around this too much. So the first change is that both Wild Growth and Nourish are going up one mana. So Wild Growth is going to 3 and Nourish is going to 6. They're saying that, you know, Wild Growth and Nourish have been present in every mid-range combo and control deck, Druid deck, since their introduction in Basic and Classic, which, by the way, I disagree with because Nourish was not played until Force of Nature got nerfed, but that's beside the point. And, you know, when cards in Basic and Classic are too powerful, they can have negative long-term effects on the game, can feel repetitive, yada, yada, yada. Basically, Wild Growth and Nourish are in nearly every Druid deck, which is true. My feeling, given that they waited this long, because this is not new, and this has been a problem ever since the Innervate nerf way back in Knights of the Frozen Throne, like, they've known that that's a problem. My feeling was that they were probably going to Hall of Fame Nourish in April, and that's what they were going towards, because Nourish is really the problem. Like, I don't know that you needed to change both of these, honestly. Like, I feel like if you changed Wild Growth or you changed Nourish, like, maybe you don't change Wild Growth, but you have to change Nourish, because Wild Growth, like, it helps a lot, and obviously if you get two of them, it makes a big difference, but it doesn't, you know, win the game for you on your own. What happens is that when you're going Nourish into Wild Growth, or you're going, you know, Nourish into draw, you know, get double Nourish, ramp two, and then draw three cards. Like, Nourish is the real problem. I don't know that they needed to touch both, but I feel like they felt like they just needed to nerf Druid into the ground for a while. Which is fine. I mean, I think the Druid's been too good for too long, and the cards that it's getting, like, they're all... people are going to find ways to abuse even the most awkward-looking cards as long as they can, you know, get 20 mana turns and be able to get into that win condition very quickly. And I think that the Spreading Plague nerf may have and may will be more effective if it's coming out on turn 6 like it's supposed to, and not coming out on turn 4. Like, the problem with Druid is you just don't have a chance as an aggressive deck to get ahead of it, because Spreading Plague is pretty much always a threat from the point where you can actually build up a board where you have to worry about it. And, you know, I think the thought was, well, Druid, most of the obnoxious Druid cards are rotating anyway. Well, apparently that's not enough. And this probably is also limiting design space for that. So the only thing that I worry about is whenever you're changing basic cards, like, the whole Druid set from the beginning of time was balanced around 2-mana Wild Growth. Everything. And I think we saw this with Fiery War Axe. They nerfed Fiery War Axe as part of the Innervate change. And Warrior's never been the same since. Like, all of the cards, and I was just having a discussion about this on, and this is actually going to be my topic today until this happened, but, like, all of the cards that were printed in Frozen Throne and in Kobolds were designed when, like, two mana Fiery War Axe and Pirate Warrior and aggro token Druid with Flappy Bird on one, and, like, all those decks that were hyper-aggressive were all in the meta, and you needed a lot of really strong control tools to combat them, and then the answer was, no, those decks are just too powerful and they need to be taken down a peg. And then Warrior really has not been the same since. Like, it's had one deck, it's had an odd Warrior deck, and by the way, that's not changing, and that kind of worries me, that odd Warrior is still going to, it could potentially be a thing, it could be just as obnoxious, but we'll get there when we get there. But all those cards work that are really problematic, like all of the Death Knights that give you infinite value, all of, like, Spreading Plague, Carnivorous Cube, like, you know, everything that was designed that's obnoxious, that's been keeping the new cards out, was designed around was balanced around 2-mana War Axe and 2-mana Innervate. And so I worry about Druid in particular having gotten so much jank, just trying to keep it down, and then now getting its main tools that make it an attractive class. Druid could be bad for a while. And I know that's, you know, right now, given what we're dealing with, the reaction to that may be, oh yeah, well, that sucks for them. But that's what we said about Warrior at the time too, because if you're like, Warrior was really strong for a long time, and then the War Axe nerf happened and it just disappeared. And so I don't know if this is good for the long-term health of Druid, but it's probably good for the long-term health of the game. And it'll give the team, it'll force the team to print other interesting Druid cards that aren't just instantly broken as soon as they get released. So, you know, as far as the meta implications, pretty much every Druid deck is going to go away. I don't know about go away. Like, people will still try to play them, and they may still be successful. Like, God knows, Quest Rogue has been, you know, nerfed and nerfed again, and it doesn't matter, but like, I think that it's going to be a lot harder to pull off something like a Malygos Druid, or something like, certainly a Togwaggle Druid, or even a Token Druid might be too difficult. Token Druid might be okay, but I think you do need a lot of that ramp in order to get there, and it doesn't really have a lot going on for it until it gets that ramp, so, it's, you know, all those decks have been prevalent, all those decks have been, you know, annoying to play against. And, you know, I think this will make it a little bit better in terms of, you know, diversity and not having to worry about just, well, you're playing 24 cards and then pick your win condition, which has been Druid for a long time. So the next change is that Level Up is going from 5 mana to 6 mana, rip Odd Paladin. Like, it's that simple. Level Up is the reason you played Odd Paladin. It's the whole reason that you care about getting two dudes out of your hero power, is that you can eventually level up and then hit your opponent in the face. And, you know, that deck has been on, if you looked at HS replay at all, for like the decks with the highest win rate over the last 3 days at ranks 5 to legend, it's been like 5 or 6 versions of Odd Paladin consistently since day one of the expansion. And, you know, it's been a deck that really has not changed very much over the course of the year, really, since, like, it came into being in the Witchwood. And it's just too powerful. Like, you know, the problem with a deck like that is that an opposing deck that's trying to control it can't really race it, because it has to keep addressing all of the 1/1s on board in case they turn into 3/3s. And that constant threat means you're constantly wasting removal in spots where you would otherwise be able to use it more efficiently. And, you know, that's been a really powerful deck for almost the entirety of the year. It hasn't seen any changes. It didn't get any new cards because it didn't need any. And even with all the new cards that came in, it was still the best deck. So I'm fine with that getting, I'm fine with that getting a nerf. And, you know, Odd Paladin was also a really strong deck in Wild, at least at times. I know I think I took that to Wild Legend in Witchwood? I think I did. Because you also have Quartermaster, so it's not actually a dead deck in Wild, it just makes it a little bit more fair, because Quartermaster and I forget what the 2/4 is that buffs all their attack, but there's a 3-mana 2/4 that buffs the Silverhand Recruit's attack also still exist in Wild. So that'll still be a deck in Wild, but it won't be like an overpowered deck in Wild, which is also kind of a concern. So I'm fine with this. Like, Odd Paladin's been around enough. It's a boring deck to play. It's a boring deck to play against. And I'm not really going to miss it. But again, that's, you know, what that means is that any of the decks that Odd Paladin was keeping down are also going to go away. Now, some of them are also being addressed with this nerf, which we'll talk about in a second. But anything else that was a slower control deck that just couldn't deal with Odd Paladin, particularly Death Rattle Hunter, is going to get a boost, because Odd Paladin was the thing that was keeping Death Rattle Hunter in check. So I would expect Death Rattle Hunter is probably going to be a top tier deck again as soon as this nerf hits. the next change is that Saturday Night Chain Gang is changing from summon a copy of this minion to summon another Saturday Night Chain Gang. So this basically kills Shudderwalk Shaman in Standard. Because the whole reason that Shudderwalk Shaman is good is because you can loop the minion, loop the Shudderwalks by creating copies of it with Saturday Night Chain Gang. And that is not going to be possible anymore. At most, you're going to get a tempo Shudderwalk, which is, again, what was going to happen when this rotated. But I guess they just decided that, you know, they needed to shake things up and make that rotation happen a little bit earlier. I'm not super excited about this. I mean, Shudderwalk Shaman, again, is also a deck that's kind of obnoxious to play against just because it has so much healing. Again, all those control cards were designed and printed in an era where Pirate Warrior and Aggro Token Druid were a thing. So Shaman now has a ton of control tools, particularly Healing Rains, that allow it to have a lot of sustainability. Also Volcano, too. So, you know, it's an obnoxious deck to play against just because it has a lot of tools, and taking away that endgame will kind of force that type of deck to go in a different direction, go in more of a tempo value direction, which is fine. Those decks are fun, too. I've played some of the value tempo Shudderwalk decks, and they're fun. You know, Shudderwalk Shaman is a deck that is, you know, difficult to play, but people don't think it when they're playing against it, and it feels terrible, because it feels like you just kind of can't do anything when you're playing against it with the wrong deck, or they get the right draws. So, again, this is fine. I think it's important that, you know, they're talking about Shudderwalk, but this has implications outside of Shudderwalk. So, Saturday Night Chain Gang was originally abused with Prince Keliseth, because you get the copy, you get the buff on that minion, and that will also no longer be the case. Zoo in particular is going to be pretty drastically affected by this, because this is also a nerf to Soul Infusion. Like, Soul Infusion, and also even Paladin to some extent, because Valinir would often use Saturday Chain Gang as a target for getting multiple copies of Valinir. So there are actually some pretty wide-ranging implications of changing Saturday Night Chain Gang this way. So Zoo is probably going to get some adjustments. I would imagine Saturday Night Chain Gang just goes away out of the list, and you probably start looking at other things like Grim Rally. Maybe you start looking at some of the egg synergies, or maybe you look at a Soul Ward and Doomguard discard synergy like I was thinking about at the beginning of the expansion. Even Paladin may still run it just because it's a really good taunt, but it's not going to have the Valinir synergy that it did. Like, you're not going to get 2 6/5s with that both give you Valinirs when you hit a Saturday Night Chain Gang with this, which is also a good thing. Like, there's a lot of problems with copying a minion that shouldn't be neutral ability. Like, having doubling imp is fine, because that's, like, apparently that's Warlock's thing now, is copying minions and buffing them. But that shouldn't really be a neutral ability anyway. That should be something that's restricted to a class. And, you know, anything that's going to be using Keliseth is also going to be having to reevaluate. Like, there's Tempo Rogue going around now that runs Keliseth again. That probably drops Saturday Night Chain Gang now. It's not good. Because, I mean, you get one taunt, but you could get a better taunt for 4 mana. You could just play Ascension Sealmaster. It's probably better than a Chain Gang at that point with the Keliseth buff. So anything that has Keliseth is going to be affected by this. And even Paladin and Zoo, in addition to Shudderwalk Shaman, are all going to be affected by this. Not as drastically. Zoo, I mean, Zoo always finds a way almost all the time. And even Paladin can probably just put in other minions that are good or other cards that are good. It may actually help the list because it'll open it up a little bit more to experimentation. But I think that Saturday Night Chain Gang is low-key one of the cards that nobody was complaining about that really did enable a lot of the broken stuff that we've been seeing. And I'm glad it is worth mentioning that this actually doesn't stop you from playing Shudderwalk Shaman in Wild, because you can use Doppelgangster and it's actually better. But it does kind of disrupt some of the really degenerate strategies. Saturday Chain Gang is one of those cards that, like Carnivorous Cube, like, one thing that Ridiculous Hat says is if you're seeing Carnivorous Cube, something broken's happening. I feel like Chain Gang is low-key one of those cards where if you're playing Saturday Night Chain Gang, there's probably something disgusting that you're doing with it at some point. Not always, but a lot of the time. And the decks that weren't using it to do something disgusting can still run it. Like, it's in the Even Shaman that I'm playing, and I think it stays there just because, again, it's two taunts, and you don't care about copying the minion. You just want another 2/3 to be able to buff with, like, Flametongue Totem or Direwolf Alpha. So in that deck, it probably stays. But in a lot of the decks where it was being used because it summons a copy of itself and not just another 2/3, then that's going to be a card that's going to change out, which is good. There's a lot of good neutral minions in this set. And a lot of good neutral minions in general that just haven't been explored. And this will kind of open that up because Saturday Night Chain Gang was kind of... It was almost getting to be... I wouldn't say it was quite Azure Drake pre-Hall of Fame level, but it was starting to get close. And now the final change, which I kind of wish I could figure out how to do sound effects while I'm driving. Because I would have a crowd cheering for this one. And I actually said this, I don't remember if it was on this show or if it was on Happy Hearthstone, but I did say that there was a need for what Leeching Poison to maybe be changed to just give Lifesteal his turn instead of perpetually. And before it rotated out to Wild exclusively, because even in Wild it's a problem, and in Standard it's becoming a problem too, and that's exactly what's happening. So Leeching Poison is changing from 2 mana give your weapon lifesteal to 1 mana give your weapon lifesteal this turn. And all the applause. Like, Kingsbane Rogue is not a problem unless they draw Leeching Poison. That is what we have learned over the past year of playing against different iterations of this deck. And this makes Kingsbane fair. I don't think anybody has a problem with them getting, like, a 12 attack weapon. Because if that 12 attack weapon is hitting itself into your minions, then, and you can put taunts in the way, then you can play against that. It's when that 12 attack weapon hits itself into one of your minions, takes 3 damage, and then heals 12, and for a net of 9, and you can't actually do anything. Like, it reaches a point, and sometimes it reaches a point very quickly, depending on what their draw is, where even as an aggressive deck, you can't do anything. Like, sometimes it just gets the draws, and there is literally nothing you can do. And I've been seeing this, again, Even Shaman isn't strictly an aggressive deck, per se, but it's a fast deck, and it's supposed to beat Kingsbane, and I've had games where it just doesn't, because they get, you know, they draw something that draws their weapon, which they're going to, because there's 4 of them. Into Deadly Poison, Toxicologist, Captain Greenskin, and then Leeching Poison, and it's like, well, now they're doing 5-6 damage and healing, and you can't do anything about it. So I think that having that available for a big weapon to get a burst of healing is good. I think that's a good effect that something like a slower Kingsbane deck should have, but it shouldn't be a perpetual effect. Like, it shouldn't be something that you feel like you just concede as soon as they draw Leeching Poison. So they're reducing the cost to 1, which is fair. And then it can be used to combo things as well, more effectively, because it's a 1-cost card. So I think this is a great change. I think that Kingsbane Rogue is not as strong of a deck as everyone seems to think it is. I think it is still very beatable and it's very draw dependent, but it's one of those things like Original Quest Rogue where it just feels so bad to play against because you just don't, it doesn't feel like you control the game as playing against it. Like, there is counterplay to it, but it's all very weak. Like, you can try to freeze them and then set up a 2-turn lethal, but they can just save Valera because the stealth will break the freeze. Not the stealth. The stealth doesn't break the freeze. The changing the hero breaks the freeze. Or you can try to go aggressive, but sometimes they just get lifesteal and they get vanish and they get saps and they get Vanna knives. And so it feels like you're just kind of hoping for them to draw poorly, which is not a great feeling when you feel like you're just kind of the CPU in their solitaire game. And decks like that are very frustrating to play against. And I'm glad that they're doing so. They should have done something about this a year ago. Like, Kingsbane Rogue wasn't strong enough of a deck like this time last year, but when they were having the... I think they might have even... They probably were still right to rotate Colite Oracle. But, like, when it was, like, a pure mill deck, and Colite Oracle was still a thing, or it wasn't a pure mill deck when Blister Guy and I were arguing whether it was a mill deck or not. there's a flashback. Hi, Blister Guy. You know, then... I think they probably could have made that change then. But I'm glad they're making that change now. So... You know, a lot of the control decks that are kind of chased out by Kingsbane Rogue will be playable again, because that's why you're really not seeing as many control decks to counter other things like, you know, Odd Paladin, for example, because they just lose to a Kingsbane unless they have a one-turn kill. That's why, like, OTK Paladin is playable right now. That's why Shudderwalk's seeing a lot of play, because you need to have a way right now, if you're a control deck, to beat your opponent without doing face damage, to end the game in some other means in order to actually beat Kingsbane. So I'm glad they did this, because I think that 4 months of playing against that deck, it was just going to get refined ultimately, and it was going to... I mean, I don't know if this is the final form, or if people figure out how to refine it, or just how to play it better. Because right now, your hope is that the person who's playing Kingsbane is bad, to be honest. And, like, they... You know, like, I've played against Kingsbanes who have overdrawn the weapon with Raiding Party, which is a thing that really just should not happen. So, I think this is a great change, and especially for Wild. This will be a really impactful change for Wild, because Kingsbane has been a deck there for a long time, and it made Wild not a place I wanted to ladder anymore. Straight up. Like, I haven't done a lot of ladder in Wild, because playing against that deck is obnoxious. And I don't want to deal with it. Now, even Shaman's still a thing. Fine. But at least, like, if you can play a control deck to deal with even Shaman without having to worry about Kingsbane coming and ruining your day over a 20-minute span, I think that's fine. I think that's a good thing. So I might actually, you know, go back to Wild a little bit, Wild Ladder a little bit more. Like, because the thing is that Wild in general is a really great format, but Wild Ladder has kind of been miserable for me for the last, like, 6 months or so. Even after the Naga Sea Witch change. So I think that this is a pretty... Or after the Aviana change, really. It's still been pretty miserable. So I'm excited to go back to Wild at some point, too. But anyway, I think these nerfs are all generally good. Again, there's some concerns about how quickly they're happening and you know, why some of these weren't done before. But whatever, we have them now. So... By the time you hear this, they should be live, so let's just... I'm actually sitting at the train station, but my train doesn't come for another 20 minutes. So why don't we talk quickly about what decks are still out there that you can look at and what kinds of things you can start experimenting with. So obviously there's going to be a lot more experimentation when this nerf comes. It's probably going to be like the set actually starting, which is cool. Like, we get that experimentation phase and actually get like some varied meta, and that'll be really exciting to see. I think that if you're looking to just smash the ladder right now, I think my Even Shaman that I'm going to put in the show notes is actually pretty good. I would recommend Even Shaman. It's a pretty good deck, all things considered. Now, granted, it was good because it was beating on Odd Paladin and on, but it's also beating up on some of the Hunters. And as long as you know when to attack and when not to attack. And so I think that's going to be a good choice. I think any of the Hunters are still going to be good. Spell Hunter is going to be fine, obviously. Nothing changes there. Death Rattle Hunter should get better because Odd Paladin's going away. And Odd Paladin was kind of the predator of Death Rattle Hunter. So Death Rattle Hunter going away, or Odd Paladin going away, will make Death Rattle Hunter better. There may be some room for some sort of Control Paladin, possibly OTK, though you may not have to go that way anymore. Possibly... maybe the Heal Paladin starts to come around, but OTK Paladin is a reasonable deck that you can play, but... And Odd Paladin kind of... It was good against Odd Paladin, but it still kind of struggled. I think Odd Mages could also see some, some uptick. Like, the problem with Odd Mage also, again, is you can't deal with a wide board that way. And Odd Paladin going away will probably give it a little bit of a chance to set up. So Odd Mage, Elemental Mage... Like, those decks that were... I would say try any of the decks that felt like they were fun but not good enough. That those decks might be viable this time around. I'm excited to try some of those things, but I'm also excited to kind of smash with this Even Shaman and see if I can get myself to Legend. So, I think this is a good change. I think that I'm glad that they reacted quickly, because this was looking like it could be a pretty bleak 4 months before, before rotation, when we actually got to play with a lot of these cards. So I think that getting rid of some of these really broken pieces will help. The only thing I would have maybe liked to see is something that addressed Carnivorous Cube also, but we need to leave something for rotation, right? So, I think that these are generally going to be good nerfs, and I'm excited for what the rest of this month is going to look like. All right, so that's it for me for this week. I'm actually sitting at the train station. I'm going to try to get a game in before the train comes. That'll be good. So I'm sitting in my car, waiting for the train before me to go, before I go and get out, because again, it is 19 degrees outside, and I don't want to be standing outside for longer than I have to. So, but in any event, you can find the links to everything, including the announcement and the Even Shaman list, at my site at offcurve.com. You can follow Offcurve at Offcurve on Twitter for announcements for when new episodes go live. Both parts of the Happy Hearthstone card review are out. That may be more relevant now that these nerfs are coming down. You may want to listen to that and think about what kinds of applications there are for some of those cards, and try some new things out. That's at thehappyhearthstone.com, so go listen to that as well. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at WickedGood, and that has announcements to whenever I'm streaming or casting things like WESG, like I did this weekend, or anything like that. You can find that there. You can also find me. You can also follow me on Twitch at WickedGoodFM, and usually Sunday nights in the evening I'll stream. Usually they'll go better than they did this week, but, we got a review, and I should do that since I'm parked. I can actually bring that up. And the reviews on iTunes, they're very helpful. And, they just kind of help fill my bucket, as it were. Everyone who does this kind of thrives on feedback. I did get one. Now it's not showing up anymore. That's a shame. Oh no, there it is. So PW Dean says, great podcast with a nice balance of insight into the game, decks, meta, and mindset. So thank you. Even a short review like that, it means a lot to me. And cause just taking the time to actually go in somewhere and type something up, it takes a lot of effort, more so than you might realize. And not saying you shouldn't do it, but I'm saying that I appreciate that effort, because it's very easy to just not do that. And I actually don't do that as much as I should, to be honest. But it does mean a lot to me. And I'd say that for every content creator that does something like this, it really does mean a lot. So I appreciate it. It also helps people find the show by seeing ratings in something like an iTunes directory. So thank you for that. And even if not, thank you for listening. Thank you for spending your time with me on my drive to work today. And I'm like channeling my inner Blister Guy doing the show on my way to work instead of the way from work. It's weird. But, I know you have a lot of choices where you can spend your podcast listening time. I appreciate you spending it with me. So thanks for listening. Good luck in the new meta. Enjoy it. Hopefully this is... breathes a bit of fresh air into the game, which will be exciting. And, good luck to you in whatever you're doing. And be good to each other. We'll talk soon. Have a good one.